This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Yes. I saw this nice $35 million home for sale, and I'd like to buy it. I'm just wondering if you'd be interested in representing me. There is a listing agent, but I have cash, by the way, and there's no problem with it. So anyway, could you give me a call, please? Gerald, 699. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
I wonder how many of you recognize that voice. Perhaps if you walk into Televi's liquor store on Hollister and Modoc, that might ring a bell. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Speaking of the California Association of Realtors, today's guest is Neil Kalin, an attorney with the California Association of Realtors since 1987. I got licensed in December of 1987, and he helps write the forms. Didn't I do this last time? I write the songs that make the young girls sing. I kind of just came to me. We should have played that. Let's find that song, Richard. Can a seller avoid the buyer's right of rescission? Can a seller avoid the buyer's right of rescission upon receiving the transfer disclosure statement? And what about the listing agent's agent visual inspection disclosure? And also, that's been an issue with buyer representation. The new deal. You got a buyer, California law. You can't look at a property unless you sign a document. Things have really changed. I guess it's coming up on August. It'll be 12 months. So he'll join me in the second and probably third segment. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year to date. We'll take a look at in the first segment. First, to remind you, for the last 69 weeks, I've always told you how many pendings we had, or pending. I don't think it's plural. How many pending listings we have. And for the last 69 weeks, I've thrown in the median price. So 70 pending listings for the week ending August 15th, 2025. Median price of $2,750,000. Now, last week, it was 72 pending and a median price of $2.5 million. But I forgot to write that in on this one form. So I gave you a median price of $2.3 million. And I remember saying on the air last week, I said, gosh, that seems low based on the sales for the week and the pending for the week. And now I understand. It was wrong. It was incorrect. But no matter, I'm sure your lives didn't change. Year to date, single family residences only from Carpinteria to Goleta, the median price, just over $2.5 million. $2,512,500. $2.5 million. Now, of course, earlier in the year, it was an insane high driven mainly by Montecito and Hope Ranch, even though without Montecito and Hope Ranch, median price is still higher than last year, but not to the extent $2.5 million versus last year, $2,232,000. And in 2023, it was $2,225,000, and in 2022, it was $2,261,000. So those 3 years, very clustered. All 3 years, the median price, very similar. But in 2021, it was only $2 million. So those 3 years jumped up, and now we have 2025. We jumped up again, $2,512,000. It's been coming down. I wouldn't be surprised if we end up closer to the cluster of the years 2022, 23, and 24. Number of sales, however, jumped 16%. We're averaging 17.4 sales per week. For the first 6 months, we were averaging 17.42 sales per week. 16 days on market. Last year, year to date, 12 days on market. Year before that, 11 days on market. So, taking a little longer to sell. Well, we have a little more inventory, but prices haven't dropped. Now, could you find examples where someone bought? I gave you some examples where someone bought and lost money. They, you know, bought in the frenzy. They, you know, multiple offers. So it happens, but I'm still seeing sales for over asking, seeing price reductions. I'm not trying to sugarcoat it, but It depends on the property, price range, etc. Here's a property on Plaza Rubio, right across from the Rose Gardens. It sold in 9 days. They were asking $3,850,000. It sold for $4,150,000. It last sold in October of 2023, less than 2 years ago. Back then, it was on the market for only 8 days. They were asking $2,750,000. It sold for $3.5 million. How's that for a how do you do? So he's happy, and everybody's happy. It's a gorgeous home. Another property just came on the market, $21.9 million on Picacho Lane, and it just sold a month and a half ago for $16.8 million. Explain that. In August 2021, it sold for $9.5 million, and in April of 2020, it sold for $5.5 million approximately. That's bizarre. Okay, I did the year-to-date. Montecito only, median price $6 million. It was $6.5 million for a period of time. Last year it was $6,250,000. Year before that, $5.5 million. Year before that, just under $5.5 million. And in 2021, like you know the rest of us, well, the total was $2 million year-to-date, and Montecito was just under $5 million in 2021. So the big jump in prices started 2022. Going forward. Any questions? I did mention the first 6 months of 2025 are averaging 17.42 sales per week, 15 days on market. Now it bumped up to 16 days on market, but the number of sales about the same. Median price was $2,650,000 for the first 6 months. Now, for the first 33 weeks, it's $2,512,000. Okay. I'm going to take an earlier break than usual so we can get going with my guest. I'm looking forward to it. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned for my guest, Neil Kalin from the California Association of Realtors.